Chapter 11. Leaving Cliff House. Sanara, 2022. When I woke up the next morning, I saw that the police were in the garden. I had a lot of missed calls from Clem, Rick, Josie, and Gareth. I went to have a shower and get dressed. When I returned, Rick was in my room. He kissed me and told me that Clem had stolen the film that we had made in January from Gareth's house. She had played it to the police last night. The police aren't interested in the film, but Clem wants us out of her house, Rick said. We're allowed to leave here if we're with an adult, aren't we? I said. So you and Meg can come to my house. I went to the window and saw Mum walking across the garden with a man. Their heads were close together as they talked. Is that Clem's Uncle Alex? I asked. Yes, Rick said, looking over my shoulder. I began to pack my things, thinking about the film and wishing that we had never said those terrible things about Martha. I wondered if Clem had already watched the film before the party. You did this, she told me, when Martha died. So she was angry with me then. Perhaps Clem was planning to show Martha the film to let her see that the community did not like her. Then Martha might change her mind about leaving the house to the community and leave it to her family instead. But Martha's death had taken Clem's big moment away. Then Meg and Josie came in, bringing coffee from downstairs. People are saying that Martha's letter told the police that her uncle was buried under the camellias, Meg said. I thought that Violet's brother, Aubrey, had gone to Scotland. That was what Martha had told me. If the bones were Aubrey's, then it wasn't Rachel buried there. Mum was calling my name. I'm here, I called back. And then she and Clem's Uncle Alex were standing in the doorway. He was much taller than Mum and looked a little like Martha. I could see that he really liked Mum. Mum sat next to me on the bed. Martha told the police in her letter that there are two bodies in the garden. One is Aubrey's, Mum said.
He killed himself, and Martha told us years ago, but asked us to keep it a secret, Alex explained.
Two bodies? Josie said.
Yes.
Alex took a deep breath.
According to Martha, he said, the other body is an intruder's. Years ago, Martha's husband, Barnaby, interrupted this intruder as he was stealing from their house, and the man died. It was an accident. Martha and Barnaby were scared, so they buried him with Aubrey. They waited to see if anything ever happened. It never did.
Mum was shaking. I could not understand why she was reacting in this way about an intruder that she did not know. So, it's not Rachel, said Josie, beginning to cry. It wasn't my... Mum explained that she, Felicity and Alex had all been friends with Rachel, but nobody knew what had happened to her. Then Mum started crying too, and Alex hugged her. We heard someone coming up the stairs. It was Josie's mum, Angie, who had not left her house for years. But she was here to collect her daughter. Josie held her mum's hand and looked into her face for a long time. Felicity, 1988. That afternoon was the worst time of their lives. Alex drove Rachel to Penzance and then returned to Cliff House.
Jenna was in shock, and Felicity tried to make plans, but they were all stupid. She kept thinking about Jenna going to prison. Finally, they decided to drop Andy's body in the sea late that night. Just as they were taking his body out of the house in a wheelbarrow, they saw some car lights coming closer. It was Grandma. She was home 12 hours early. They told her everything. At first, she wanted to tell the police, but Jenna started screaming. "Do you trust Rachel?" Grandma asked.
"Yes,"
they all said together. Grandma nodded. "I don't want this to ruin your lives." "Never tell anyone this. But there's already someone buried in the corner of the garden by the camellia. We'll put the body there and plant another camellia," she said. Then she told them about Aubrey. Grandma made them take off most of Andy's clothes and empty his pockets. They put his body on top of the old bones. They were all crying and trying not to look at each other.
"We have to tell the police," Jenna said suddenly. "Andy's sister Angie needs to know."
"No," said Alex. "We'll be in so much trouble if we do that now. And Grandma will be in the most trouble for helping us."
"Andy was planning to go to Thailand with Rachel," said Felicity. "We can make it look like he's gone away."
"We could write a note for Angie in his handwriting, saying that he's gone to Thailand," Alex said.
"We can copy his handwriting from the papers that we took out of his pockets."
Grandma agreed. The next morning, Alex bought the biggest camellia that he could find, and they planted it next to the other one. Grandma found a company that would post letters from anywhere in the world and ordered some postcards of Bangkok. Felicity practiced copying Andy's handwriting from the pieces of paper in his pocket. And so, once a year, Angie received a postcard from her brother Andy in Thailand.
Martha, 1948. Martha was 18, and it was 2 years after Aubrey had gone. Violet and Martha were at a dance in Penzance. Martha immediately noticed Barnaby Campion standing on the other side of the room, and he noticed her. When he asked her to marry him, Martha was wearing a dark red dress that Violet had given her. Barnaby got down on one knee.
"Yes," said Martha. "Yes, I will marry you, because I love you and I need you. I want to look forward, 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 and never back," she thought.
Sanara, 2022.
We all left Cliff House without seeing Clem. It was strange going through those gates for the last time. They were open, just as Martha liked them. It was hard when I passed the window of her cottage, realizing that she would never be there again. I had invited Rick to stay at my house, and he had said,
"I really didn't want to go home yet, Sanara. I want to be with you all day, every day."
Meg was staying with Angie and Josie, so Rick and I walked round there later. Josie looked happier than she had for a long time. Now she had Meg. Her mum was getting better, and the bones in the ground did not belong to Rachel. She had imagined the story about Andy killing Rachel. As we were leaving, Rick picked up a postcard.
"Bangkok," he said. "That's nice."
I took it from him and read the words on the back. Then I read them again. Dear Angie, a sunny, merry Christmas from Thailand. I hope that all is okay. It's truly strange to think of you still there in Cornwall. Have a lovely day. Andy. Kiss.
Truly is spelt T-R-U-E-L-Y.
I remembered Felicity's business card and the way that she had spelled truly.
What's wrong? Rick asked.
Nothing, I replied. This was stupid. I was imagining things, and they were things that I could never say aloud.